here's something, another issue that's going on in the world is Somali pirates still right now holding almost 200 people hostage. They are demanding millions of dollars for their release. So to combat this problem, the U.S. military is deploying unmanned high-tech drones to search for the pilots.
So it looks like we're getting ready to take off now.
Will Ross is with us from our partner, the BBC. He was there to witness the launch of one of these drones on the Seychelles Islands off the coast of East Africa. That's a hot spot for piracy, and he joins us now. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
So can you tell us what these... explain to us what these drones look like and what they're capable of doing.
Well, they're fairly small aircraft, really. They're 10 metres long, and they're capable flying extremely high, up to about 50,000 feet. And basically, at the moment, they're being sent up. They're being sent up to scan the Indian Ocean, a large section of it, to search for pirates. Now, this particular Reaper, as it's called, is the same aircraft that's been used in Afghanistan and also in Somalia to target military. But it has a very sophisticated camera on board. So basically, it can zoom in on the pirates from a great distance. It can fly very high, and they say that it almost has no trace on a radar. So it's difficult, actually, for the pirates to know that. But the idea is that the information that the Americans can get from these aircraft, and there are three of them flying at different times, that information can then be shared with the various different nations that are trying to combat piracy, both from through the large number, dozens of warships that are combing the ocean searching for the pirates.
Clearly, we have a sketchy connection here with Will Ross of the BBC from Nairobi, Kenya. And from what I understand, these drones, actually, they just observe the pirates so they can follow them. They're not carrying weapons.
Well, I wonder what if the pirates understand that there are eyes up there in the sky. They certainly know about satellite pictures that are possible.
This is what Commander Gregory Hand of the U.S. Navy Reserve said during this launch of these unmanned drones.
These aircraft have the capability of having weapons, but there's currently no plan to place weapons on these aircraft.
That's kind of like a little bit of a veiled threat, maybe?
Well, they've got plenty of firepower there in the Indian Ocean if they need to deploy a boat to take one out. We saw that with the hostage situation.
Right, but the theory here is that if they have these drones watching these waters and recording them, that the pirates can't surprise anybody, that they'll know before this attack happens, and then once they do happen, they can follow them to wherever they're going.
It also raises the issue, where else are they using drones? We kind of don't know.
Yeah, they don't even appear on radar, right? We spoke with Will
There's
Ross.
One. There's one.
He's the BBC East Africa correspondent, talking about the launch of unmanned drones to search for Somali pirates in the oceans off Africa's coast.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.